and with that, we're going to play the Curious George song.
Shall we sign off?
Yeah. This is Liberty World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And you are listening to 91.5 FWMFM, Medford Tales Free From Radio. Bird watching. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. We love you all. Oh, that's Sam Smith again.
I would
never do that to you. It's okay, Sam. You're really finding yourself right now, and I see you, and I love you.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away. I can't do everything, well I can try. And as I roll along I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. Take to unlearn. Life's just a game and it's just your turn. I look out the window at my old trampoline. Forgotten heroes to like all of my dreams. Maybe the best thing that I could do is begin again and start things anew. So dream. Young lovers making heat on a summer night. The little skin burning naked and bright. We could be to each other and we felt the same. She pulled me in close to softly breathe my name. Wish I could stare again into those eager honest eyes. They're now in my mind glaring with despise. So change cold shakes and disposable smiles. A mess of unhappiness and denial. I just wanna dance in the pouring rain. Not care if people call me insane. Living all like an ever been.
everyone.
Hello. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. And I'm Ben.
And I'm Daniela, otherwise known as Quake.
She is Quake. She puts the Q in Quake.
I would hope so, not any other letter, because that wouldn't make any sense.
She puts U in Quake.
Oh, no, I thought you spelled Quake like K-W-A-K.
No, don't do that. That'd be wrong. All right, you are listening to us on our... No, on 11-5-2019, the year of our Lord, 2019.
I didn't even know what you were saying.
I don't really know where I'm going. And, yeah, so... As usual, we are missing Chris, because Chris apparently has important obligations that he cannot make it here for. But, yeah, so it's just us two, and we're going to just have a nice, I think, chill show. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling maybe more music than talking.
Yeah.
But you'll see. And, yeah. Danielle, how was your week?
It's been... Oh, last week? Last week was pretty good. Gotta admit, it was pretty good.
What were you up to?
I just took it easy after a rough week that I had before, and then Halloween was spooky.
What do you mean?
I just, like, was spooky in the most non-spooky way.
I don't even know what. That doesn't make any sense. You're gonna have to explain that to me.
Will do. But yeah, so it was spooky, but Friday was fun. Saturday was also spooky because I had to work from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So all the ghouls came out and trashed the campus center.
All the ghouls and the goblins.
Yes, exactly. I found two jewels on the floor.
Those are illegal in the state of Massachusetts, so...
Wait, are they really illegal?
I don't know. Didn't the guy ban them?
Possibly, yeah. I don't know. But someone said I should have sold them. But you know what? I'm not an enabler. So there you have
it. I support you keeping the law. Yeah, Danielle's not a dealer. So we're going to play another song and then we'll get back to you maybe.
Yeah.
Dímelo. Dímelo por qué. Voy a conformarme inventándote. Siempre ha sido así, porque yo no puedo despegarme de ti. Cuanto más quiero escaparme, más me quedo mirándote a los ojos sin respirar y esperando solo un gesto para empezar. Dímelo, ¿por qué estás fuera de mí? Y al mismo tiempo estás muy dentro. Dímelo por fin de una vez. Me gusta de ti lo mucho que me gustas y que poco me perdono yo de mí. No tenemos nada que perder y tenemos demasiado que vivir.
Dímelo.
Si yo no quiero o no quiero, dímelo y después olvídate de todo. Unas buenas siempre son así, y las malas que se alejen ya de mí. Dímelo, ¿por qué estás fuera de mí? Y al mismo tiempo estás muy dentro. Dímelo sin hablar y hazme sentir todo lo que yo ya siento. Dímelo, ¿por qué estás fuera de mí? Y al mismo tiempo estás muy dentro. Dímelo sin hablar y hazme
morning and up at the crack of dawn. All my money worries, wherever I go, come along. Worries a bully that just won't let me be, trying to keep me busy, tussling and struggling. No home since the fire, me and the ash can't settle down. Unsure of where I'm bound, so I sink another round. Placebo for pain, and there's no one for to blame. I refuse to accept that my work is all in vain. Worry's a bully that just won't let me be, trying to keep me busy, tussling and struggling.
Keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some things I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
Cause though the truth may marry, this ship will carry on.
Well, tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on.
Don't listen to a word I say.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait. Safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore. Bye.
Thank you.
What you just heard was the computer just crashed and we're gonna fix it. But yeah, so actually we lied. It was not just Miami. No.
Quake.
No, it was actually Blizzard Quake. It was Blizzquake today.
The Miami is back, baby. Sorry guys. It's been a long day and my phone died and I lost track of time, but I'm here now. And isn't that all that matters?
That is all that matters. I think that maybe in the future we need to pick a show date that is not Tuesday.
In theory,
this
time...
I don't mind Tuesday.
But I feel like we're just dead.
This time is, in theory, perfect. Like, over the summer, this time was, perfect. Like, right after work, I was chilling, I was ready to be, hang out, have some good banter on air. But as the semester's gone on and things have gotten more tired, I literally do not have the energy. I just can't. I just can't do a radio show for an hour and just be like, so tell me about...
Spinach.
So what's the deal with airline food? What is it? Anyways. Yeah, it's
so that's kind of that's where we are.
It's lots of work, I feel.
Yeah, honestly, what I realized,
are my speakers too loud or is my headphones too loud or are you speaking too
loud? No, it's your headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What I realized is that
this is literally not Okay, that's
bad. I realized because somebody told me we have 4 more weeks till Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not 4 weeks. No,
it's
no, no.
Almost. It's almost
I refuse,
4 weeks.
I refuse. No. You can check it out.
I mean, I'm just trying to tell you the facts, my friend.
No,
it's 3.5.
That's essentially 4 weeks.
No, don't tell me that.
If you think about that, that's 4 weeks. Crazy.
One, two. No, and then it's 3 weeks. I fly home on the 26th.
Okay,
it's
3 weeks for you. Exactly. For you, it's 3 weeks.
But where are you guys? Are you guys flying home on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 3 weeks. 3 weeks is bad, but bearable.
It's
4 weeks is impossible. I couldn't.
Wait, I'm flying home.
The 26th. I guarantee it. Yeah.
But at what cost?
What? Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving flights are expensive. My sister's school is once they get off for Thanksgiving, they're off. She has all of December off, and she comes back in pretty early January. But think about for people who can't afford to fly home for Thanksgiving, what do you do? It's kind of an unfair decision. Or not a decision necessarily, but
Yeah, I know a lot of people who, you can't.
They just go home with friends who live nearby, or they just stay on campus, which is just, I don't know. I feel like Abraham Lincoln should have made Thanksgiving in, October or something.
It is Abraham Lincoln's fault.
Or, early November, yeah.
Is he the one who made Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Designated to be the third Thursday of the full, the third full week in November. Are we playing music or what are we?
We're about to cue it up right now.
Oh, we're not talking?
Oh, we can talk.
Oh, I don't know. All right,
we're talking. It's going to happen.
I just figured we could talk since we haven't talked in 30 minutes.
So I don't. Thanksgiving, I don't know. I feel like Is the food overrated?
No. It depends on how good the cook's in your family or wherever you get the food from.
We deep fry our turkey too.
It also delicious. Just depends on what you have because yeah. my Thanksgivings were never quote unquote traditional Thanksgivings.
Are they Cubano?
And Mexican.
Okay.
They change alternate. Usually Christmas is the same thing too, except it's more heavily Cuban than it is anything.
Our Nochebuena?
Yeah.
Nochebuena? So Cubans celebrate Nochebuena, which is basically...
Well, a lot of Latin Americans like celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve is like the night. It's like, you know, I feel like in America, it's mostly like Christmas Day, mm-hmm. like Christmas morning, but also like Christmas Day night.
Yeah.
But for us, Christmas Eve night is like, that's like the time. And that's when we have like the cajachina, which is you get an entire dead pig and you put it in a box and you smoke it for like six
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, we used to do that at our house.
It's delicious. Whoa.
Well, when you say, obviously the pig is dead, but man, that skin gets really crispy.
Oh,
and it's so
don't
good.
Even get me started on the chicharrones. That's what they call, man. They're so good. you would love it.
I know. That's exactly up my alley.
Yeah. You can join me for Christmas one year, maybe. You'd probably be annoyed by my family, because I know I am.
I think even if they're exhibiting all of the exact same behavior, I would probably find it so entertaining. But just by nature of it being your family, you're annoyed. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, that's fair. Because you were like annoyed by your family when I was with them, and I was like, these people rock. They're so much better than Ben.
They're so okay.
Don't mute me.
No, they're so
I can't bad. Be silenced. But yeah, we do that. And then, but for us, for Thanksgiving, we have like a little bit of like we do a little bit of like Hispanic stuff, but that's mostly when like we bring out our American side, because like at least our family is pretty much like. I'd say wannabe American, but we're literally American, so... like, we're second gen, so, like, we, like, yeah. Someone the other day told me since I was Cuban, I shouldn't/couldn't celebrate Thanksgiving. And I was like, okay, were your ancestors on the Mayflower? And she was like, well, no, but I was like, well, then you can't
celebrate
Thanksgiving.
Wasn't she kind of like, yes? Didn't she say that?
She was like, yes, but, like, it was, like, I think she was saying it to prove her point. Like, she was, like, probably. Like,
oh, the worst?
Yeah.
Probably. No, absolutely
I was like, so
not.
You're telling me no one who lives in America shouldn't, like, no one should be allowed to celebrate Thanksgiving? Whether anyone should, because it's about, like, you know, like, there's a lot of, like,
yeah,
indigenous stuff behind
yeah.
it is a different issue, but, like...
Indigenous persecution, but whatever. A lot of people
but
just
like,
move past that.
But, like, also, like, celebrating Thanksgiving is, like, good in, like, a lot of other... Like, I don't know. Unfortunately, this country, like, every single, like, good thing is also, like, shadowed by, like, a really horrible thing. But, like, at a certain point, like, I don't know. Like, my family isn't going to stop celebrating Thanksgiving because of something some, like, English people did 450 years ago.
On that note,
ooh.
We have a PSA titled Food, Not Bombs.
Wait, hold on. Hey, wait, let's see.
Danielle's reading an ad this week. Oh, this is the thing I've been waiting for so long.
Oh, did you want to do it?
No, I don't. I actually
okay.
don't.
What? I don't know. What? It's on cue.
No. I'll say it without the music.
No.
No.
Danielle, you can't read it. Hold on.
Is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan and vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities
really?
Around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in the making of decisions of their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in the line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege.
Oh, yeah.
For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. LOL, .net, sorry. a public service announcement from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow. That was my best voice yet. I was imitating Danielle that weekend.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was super believable.
That
wow.
was really
I was watching it and I couldn't believe
yeah.
it.
I know. Wow. I was like, my mouth's not moving, but I can hear my voice.
Yes. Cheap thrills. Shake and Pop was a horrible background song, I will say.
It's okay, but this next song will be better.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
I should have known better. feel no remorse. And you don't feel nothing bad. I got a new girlfriend. He feels like he's on top. And I don't feel no remorse. And you can't see past my blindness. Oh, Ophelia, you've been on my mind, girl, since the flood. Thank you.
Myself, then you are breathless subjects. I get a little excited. You'll be holding me tight there. For some of my fire chasing angels, I keep my eyes on the sky. I feel a little lighter than before. Breathless subjects, you know I get a little excited. You'll be holding me tightly. For some of the Wi-Fi chasing these angels, you know I keep my eyes on the sky.
All right, we're back for a hot sec.
Welcome back.
We're almost done here.
We're almost done. You're almost done with us. You have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, yeah.
A thing that I have to read every single time because I can't remember it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening with us.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. I know today was mostly music, but...
You probably like that better.
No. Our viewers love probably. Our banter.
You don't think so?
I think they enjoy the talking. That's what I enjoy. And I don't... So in that case, I don't really care what they think because I just like... I want to have a good time. And we want them to share along with us. But next week, we'll probably... Or not probably, but hopefully be more... We're ready for some banter. Maybe come up with some talking points.
We'll prepare some more.
Ooh. Read an audiobook. Do some ASMR.
I don't think we're going to.
Welcome back.
All right. Well, that's enough of us. And we will turn it to the next person. So get ready for that.